Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Tibble Nibbles, where I review the new opening of Patty and Bun in Notting Hill. Patty and Bun sits just outside my top three in terms of my favourite burger places to go. It was in my top three for a really long time until it got overtaken by Lucky Chip, which has opened in Camden. I used to go down there. I'm not one for queuing in restaurants. I'm not going to stand outside and wait for, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, or however long to get into the latest restaurant. So if I wanted to go to Patty and Bun, I would pretty much always go on a Saturday. I would turn up there at about 11:45 and be second or third in the queue, which meant that I could eat my burger in peace and head off quickly. Lots of things I like about Patty and Bun. I'm a big fan of the burgers, obviously. I've had the wings there before and I think they're really good. I like the fact that it's super quick service, so you can pretty much get in and out without too much fuss, really. So I also like the decor, the music for the one in James Street, which is my nearest one and a fairly easy bike ride away from my place. And I find the staff super friendly as well. I would be interested to go and see whether the new one in Notting Hill is the same and whether they've decided to keep it the same or they've had a bit of a change around. So I went there. It's really close to Notting Hill Station. You basically come out, go around the corner and it's there. It's probably a little bit bigger than James Street, but not much. It's very much the same sort of fairly long, thin layout. The tables are all quite close together and it's all pretty friendly, which is fine for a burger place. The staff in there, they've obviously gone out and recruited the same sorts of people that they have in their other restaurant. I don't know whether the music is actually the same, whether they play the same music in each branch, but it's the same sort of, you know, chilled out but upbeat vibe in there, which I really like. As part of the soft launch, they were doing £5 burgers, which is quite a good deal because most of their burgers are sort of £8, £9, £10, I think. This time I had the Arrey Gold, just the plain cheeseburger. I'm not a huge one for bacon on burgers, not because I don't like bacon. Actually, I love it. So I always find that if I want bacon, I'd rather just have a bacon sandwich. And I don't think that bacon should be relegated to the bit part that it often is with a bacon cheeseburger. I had the Arrey Gold cheeseburger. I almost went for the chili burger, which I also like, but I wasn't massively hungry, and that one is quite a big burger. So I ordered the Arrey Gold. I had the chips with chicken, salt and mayonnaise. And then I also ordered a side of coleslaw just to see what that was like as well, because I hadn't had that before. I arrived sort of early afternoonish after the lunchtime rush. It was fairly quiet in there. My burger came really quickly. The burger came really nicely cooked. They do warn you that it's medium rare. I like medium rare burgers, but I like it when the medium rare is pink. Unfortunately, I don't know why, but the last couple of times when I've had burgers and they've been rare rather than medium rare, I've been ill, so I'm a little bit nervous about having rare burgers unless it's somewhere where I know that, for example, they've treated it like tartare and they've chopped it by hand, you know, and everything's been sterilized and all that good stuff. So pink burgers I'm fine with, red burgers I'm not, and this was just into pink, which was really nice. Now the Patty and Bun burger is pretty big. If you have a look at it on the web, either on the website or on my website where I've taken a couple of pictures, you can see that the burger itself is pretty big. It's a good old meaty mouthful. The challenge that I find, which is also the challenge that I have with a lot of other places that use brioche buns, is that structurally I always doubt whether brioche is really strong enough for a burger. I think the taste is nice, but it does get a bit annoying when it you're sort of halfway through and the whole thing's collapsing because the bun's too soft. I'm quite a fan of the old-fashioned sesame seed bun or a standard white bun that's a bit stronger and a bit more structural and holds together nicely. I think the combination of everything that you get with the Arrey Gold is really lovely. I think it's one of my favourite burgers, certainly, to have, and I don't really look too far down the menu when I order. I thought the coleslaw was nice. It was quite spicy. They seem to do spicy quite a bit in Patty and Bun, which I think is nice. Not too spicy for me, but I do think that it could have been a little bit creamier to sort of offset the spiciness. But I do know that I am at the lower end of the spicy scale, so I'd imagine that's, you know, absolutely perfect for me. The thing that I was a little bit disappointed with, and I did feed it back, I think it's important that, particularly when you're reviewing, that you don't just sit there and go, yeah, it's fine, absolutely, nothing's wrong, and then come and mention something on a podcast that you didn't mention while you were in the restaurant. What I found, that the chips at the top were really beautifully cooked, but half of the tub of chips were like little bits, almost like chip shards, And those were really, really oily, sadly. So I'm not quite sure what happened there, because the chips that I've had before have all been really good. So the normal size fries that I had were lovely, and I really, really liked them. And I thought they went very well with the mayonnaise that you get with it as well. But the little bits I just couldn't eat, because every time you bit into them, you got that sort of weird sort of oily explosion, which is never very nice. Apart from that, I think that was a minor complaint. I was still, to be fair, I was pretty full. I didn't need to eat the other half of the chips anyway. And I did let the waitress know, and she was, you know, sort of actually needlessly apologetic. It wasn't her doing, but that was fine. And the other thing that seems to be happening as well, that does wind me up a little bit, is you can order your beers in 2/3 of a pint for what looks like the same price as you pay in most places for a pint, which is a touch annoying. So it's like £4 for 2/3 of a pint. So, you know, that makes it quite an expensive pint to have. Their house ale is not too expensive. I mean, it's £4 for 2/3 of a pint, which means it's £6 a pint. But if you have the Beavertown Neck Oil, which is £5.50 for 2/3 of a pint, you're talking more than £8 for a pint, which in a burger joint is a lot of money. That does annoy me a little bit when you only have the 2/3 of a pint on offer. Now, they do litre sharers, but 2 pints of a lunchtime is a bit much for me. To be fair, 2 pints at dinner time is a bit much for me as well. That does represent, you know, significantly better value. That's that. I've never had the wine there or really anything else. I could quite like to try the milkshakes at some point. I have been in the past certainly quite a milkshake fan. I try not to have it at the moment because it is quite fattening and I'm fat enough. But I would be interested to see whether it can stand up to somewhere like Blue's Kitchen, who are certainly at the top of my list when it comes to going somewhere if I really, really fancy a milkshake. All in all, Patty and Bunny is one of my favourite places. I do think it's fantastic. I've been quite nitpicky here, to be honest. It is somewhere that I do get a hankering to go to, and I do make a special trip to go down and have a burger when I fancy it. I think one thing that I would quite like would be if they had a plain chips option just with normal salt. I'm not a fan of rosemary salt. I find it a bit overpowering, but I'm sure that they would actually do that for me if I asked. So that's my review. Really happy with it. I think it's a great addition to Notting Hill. It's not an area that I get out to very often, so it was nice to take a trip out there as well. So I think they've done a good job of maintaining the standards of the food and the standards of the service and the general look and feel of the place to be very similar to the one on James Street. So if you're in the area, if you live in West London, certainly worth a trip, definitely at full price. And if they do another £5 deal, I'd get stuck straight in there because that's an outstanding that's outstanding value for money. That's my review. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any thoughts about it, if you've got any feedback, any places that you think that I should go, I'd be more than happy to go and take a trip somewhere. You can either reach me on the website, which is www.tibblenibbles.com. That's www.tibblenibbles.com. Or you can email me tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can tweet me @tibblenibbles. And there'll be another review coming out very soon. I've actually got another soft launch happening on Friday lunchtime, which I think is free rather than being at a discount, which is very strange. One of the things I did tell myself when I started this podcast was that I was always going to pay for my meals. I wasn't going to take freebies or, you know, comps or anything like that, because I wanted my reviews to be reflective of what a person who is just going in to eat somewhere and paying their own money would feel about these restaurants that I go to. Keep an eye out for that appearing hopefully in your podcast list. You can subscribe on iTunes and on Acast. This podcast is listed on both. Hopefully, if you found it from there, please let me know. Please rate and review. I don't really know how any of this stuff works. This is my first podcast. Hopefully, rating and reviewing it will help other people find it if you find it useful. So thanks very much for your time, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.